Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
So thank you for joining us. So in this series, I want to talk about different points about family relationships, and particularly about marriage, but family relationships in general, and use the story of Bereishis of Genesis as our launching pad. It really is the book of family relationships, among other things. But Genesis, if you think about it from beginning to end, is all about families, much more so than the other books of the Torah. It's all about different types of families, different types of relationships, different boy meets girl, different ways, different situations of courting and of getting to know each other. But there's a lot, because of that, there's a lot of information for all of us to understand about relationships. So I want to start at the very beginning. At the end of this creation story, God says that he saw everything that he created, and it was tov mod. It was really very good. So that until now, he commented it was good, but now at the end of this chapter, end of chapter 1, and at the end of creation, the steps of creation, God makes the point of saying it was very good. So on a simple level, that means... welcome to join. Absolutely welcome. At the end of... on a simple level, that means that God saw everything that he created. It was good. It was sustainable. It was going to be a good setup for the rest of history, the rest of humanity. But the Medrash says something which is fascinating and perplexing. The Medrash says that Tov is the good inclination, our desire and our interest in doing good things, and Ma'od, very good. The word ma'od, the word very, indicates and refers to the evil inclination, our inclination to do things that are not right, that are bad. And the obvious question that anyone who reads this Medrash has to wonder is, what? I mean, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Certainly, we understand we need both. We need both the good and the bad. But how is it that possible that the evil could be so important, that it be part of God's, you know, his statement about his whole the whole creation, the whole world? And not only that, but it's the mode. It's like even better than the good is the bad. That's hard to understand. So I think it's important for us to understand in general what the difference is really between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. And this is a very important point for all of us, how we relate to ourselves and how we relate to our spouses, and really how we relate to anyone. There's really this amazing book called Marital Intimacy, written by a fellow named Friedman, no relation that I know of. And he goes through many different topics. So just to focus on this one issue about the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, the good and the bad, the desires. He quotes Dr. Leo Levy. He's written several books, especially about science and Torah, and a well-established author. And I'd like to read to you a piece of one of his works. He writes, "The drives of man are varied, right? Our desires, our interests are different flavors, different issues. But the ways of responding to them can be put into two categories, the impulsive and the deliberate reaction." That's really it. Impulsive and deliberate. Impulsive, not really thought out, just doing it in the moment, and deliberate, thinking it through. By impulsive, we mean a reaction which gives the drives, innate or acquired, whether they're really deeply part of us or we've gained them over the years, full autonomy, without interference by the intellect. We don't really think about what we're doing, we just do it. While the deliberate, on the other hand, is one in which alternatives are examined and evaluated. I have choices here between this and between that, including considering the long-term effects before a decision is made. That really, he says, is the difference between the good and the bad. It is one is thought through and one is not. He ends off this piece by saying, perhaps we are justified in identifying the evil inclination with the impulsive and the good inclination with the deliberate mode of acting. So I think that's very different than what you and I would have assumed. We typically associate the evil inclination with a whole host of bad things, just doing bad things, doing things that are not right, not good, from very, very, very bad among some people to things I think were much more refined, but you know, we all do things that we are not proud of. We would not want advertised on CNN.com on the homepage. We just wouldn't be, we're not proud of certain things that we do. We associate those with the evil inclination. What he's telling us here, though, is much more refined than that. Really, the issue here is, am I letting my drives take over, or am I thinking about it? But it really centers and revolves around the same issues. Meaning, there's nothing bad, nothing evil, truly evil, in God's world. God didn't create anything that's truly, deeply, innately evil. The question is, how do we use the things that He gives us? How do we use the drives? How do we use the resources? How do we use the looks? How do we use the money? How do we use all the things, whether they be emotional and internal or whether they be external? But the question really is, how do we use them? Every single thing in the world that God created, He created with a positive intention in mind, and He left it up to man to decide how he's going to do that. He further quotes the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes that the entire purpose of the world, of creation, of every human being, is to take the evil and to transcend that, and to make it from impulsive to deliberate. So, in essence, really, the evil inclination is, in fact, the purpose of the world. It's the good, our good drives, our positive interests, our interest to give and to share with others, obviously, are very important. That's the core of who we are, and that's the tools that we use to do the good. But our real job in life is to conquer and to control, not to destroy. We don't believe in that because it's not truly bad. But it's to redirect, it's to funnel all of those energies, all those forces, all of those drives, all of those emotions which we typically associate as being negative, as being bad. God wants us to redirect those in a positive direction. To the extent that we call the drives Yetzer, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yetzer, which we again translate as evil inclination or good inclination, the word really means create. God is referred to as the Yotzer. It means to create. So the things that create us, that create the world, it's the drive for money that builds businesses, it's the drive for intimacy which builds families, etc. All of these drives are not at all negative. In fact, they are the source of creation of the entire world. So to getting closer to families and how people that are close to each other are very much affected, one of the ways, there are many, many ways, but one of them is that when we go out, we're looking for Miss Right, Mr. Right, we see certain attributes in that person that we find endearing, that we find attractive. So for example, she's going out and she meets this boy and he is bright. And he is very discerning and understanding, and he's well-read. She finds that very attractive in him. But then later on, it turns out that he's also very critical.
Monster.
And he is sometimes overly discerning of her. Or, for example, she finds a young man who is very laid-back, and she likes that. She tends to be uptight sometimes and a little tense sometimes. She really finds attractive in this young man that he is very laid-back. Well, she also finds that he's not so neat, and he tends to be very laid back at home and how things are done at home. Or she finds the young man is very ambitious, very successful, ambitious, takes work seriously. But then she finds out he's a bit of a workaholic. He spends a little bit too much time in the office, and on and on and on. I think we can all understand. The point here is that the positive attributes that we find in our spouse early on also have a flip side. They also have the flip side. Those same, very same positives end up also having liabilities. And that's true, of course, about ourselves, and that's true about our spouse, that's true about everybody. Just we see it more apparently in our spouse and in our families. So the take home, I think, from this message, this learning that we're doing here tonight is to understand that Hashem is the one who gave us those character traits. And the very same positive character traits in ourselves and in others, the people that we love, are those that lead us to our greatest challenges and our greatest weaknesses, and therefore sometimes the things that annoy other people that we care about the most. And we should cut the other person some slack. We should remind ourselves that the very same things that I found endearing are oftentimes the things that drive me crazy, drive me nuts, that really get under my skin, but that's part of the package. That's exactly what it's all about. And to not to be overly critical or dismissive of the challenges, because those challenges are exactly the same, it's just the flip side of the coin, of the positives. And just like a seesaw, if you remember seesaws of old in playgrounds, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. All of these are balances. Character traits are all balances, and none of us are perfect. So that we're here, we're busy balancing those two, and we need to struggle our whole lives to balance those and to help other people balance those. But to catch ourselves from being overly critical when the other person is not necessarily 100% in balance.